KO4ZEW Mobile.
Hey there, I think that's Ken out there. This is KG4Z. Oh no, it's Ben. I'm sorry, Ben. This is KG4ZGS.
How you doing? I want to say afternoon, but evening. What's going on?
Hey there, bud. It's Chris over here. Just pulled up to the chiropractor, but my son fell asleep in his car seat about 5 minutes ago. So, I guess now I'm going to sit and wait.
Well, going to the chiropractor, I used to go once a week and loved it. Felt so much better.
Walk out just a little bit taller.
The idea, get your back cracked, your little... get a little stretch out of it, and, yeah, I love it. I kind of miss it, but, just don't have the time, money for it right now.
Yep, so, did some other errands with him earlier. I tried to put him down for a nap while we were back at the house, but he just wasn't quite tired yet, so, of course, when we get in the car, he falls asleep within 5 minutes of us getting to our destination, but... he hasn't had a nap yet. I don't want to wake him. So I'm just chilling here. I was pulling into the parking lot and getting parked when I heard your call over the radio calling out mobile. So I figured I'd return the call there, bud.
I remember those days of the car seats. And, sometimes I would put the baby in the car seat in the house. And then if they wouldn't fall asleep, I'd take them for a drive. They'd fall asleep on the drive. And then I would get home and just pick up the car seat and the kid all at once and not disturb him and carry her. Sorry, I have to go. And just carry the baby into the house in the car seat and they would continue sleeping.
Yeah, when we had his first car seat, we had one of those detachable ones and we definitely did the same type of deal. But now he's in a bigger car seat, which is more permanent and hard to take in and out of the car without running seatbelts through it and all that good stuff.
That makes sense. So, yeah, I totally agree. If they go to sleep, you want to sit and chill and let them rest. And maybe you get a nap, too, while you're at it.
Tried to put him down in the bed. That would have been a lot more comfortable. He's like sitting with his head slumped forward and he's just snoozing. So maybe he'll have a crick in his neck for the chiropractor to work out when he wakes up from his nap.
The chiropractor would love that. Oh, I hope he doesn't. I hope he does all right and sleeps solid and gets up feeling well.
So I heard you say you were mobile. Are you getting off of work then?
Friday afternoons, when I can, I go downtown to the VentureX workspace, where it's like in, you know, a workspace hoteling kind of situation, and just to get out of the house and work somewhere else, because I work from home. So I'm about to get on the Southern Connector to head down, head home. But yeah, getting off work. And gonna get home and pack up for field day tomorrow.
Oh man, that sounds fun. I haven't done a field day yet, but I've heard a lot of people talking about it. Tomorrow I've got to work, and my buddy is currently traveling to Thailand, and his flight last night got delayed. So that messed up all the next few flights that he had to catch. So I haven't heard from him yet today, but he's currently en route, and I think I might have to pick him up from the airport tomorrow when I get home from work. So we got a busy schedule tomorrow, and I'm hoping to get some more yard work done this weekend. I think I'm going to burn all my fire pit stuff this weekend. I've got a big fire pit built, and then I've got a bunch of piles of brush that I got to clear out, kind of spring cleaning in my yard.
I got to do that kind of stuff Sunday. I've got to spread some mulch, and I got to cut some ivy. So, yeah, I follow you there. But we are going to do our club radio rally on May 2nd. That's another Saturday. And that'll be a little bit bigger of an event. So maybe you can make it to that one. So that was a really fun event last year, or I mean in 2024. And then of course there's the regular field day in June. So yeah, miss the one tomorrow. We do others.
Right on, man. Yeah, and I'd like to make it out to a club meeting. I meant to come to this last one. I ended up checking out a club that's in Tryon. I've never been to an amateur radio club meeting before, so I went with one that was a bit closer to my house. But I do want to check out the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. I might come to next month's meeting. I'm not sure how much time I have to commit to being in a club, but I would like to check it out and meet you guys.
Absolutely. And if you can't make it in person, we do Zoom conferencing on our meetings. So, you know, if you're really pressed for time but you want to kind of check it out, you can always dial in for a while or dial in for the whole meeting. And but we'd love to have you in person. And, yeah, you'd enjoy one of these field days because you learn so much. And you can even operate under, you know, I don't know if you're a tech or a general or extra, but you can, if you're with somebody like me who's an extra, and I'm monitoring the station, then you can use my bands and my privileges. So, yeah, you learn a lot of food today, you eat a lot of food, you have a lot of fun. Highly encourage you to attend one of those.
Right on, man. That sounds fun. Yeah. My license is a tech. I got it a long time ago, and then I was out of radio for many years, and I've only, within the last few months, gotten back into it. So I've been brushing up on my tech material, and I've been learning, been starting to learn the general material, and I hope to get my general license in a few months, and I'd like to get an HF radio. So, yeah, so I'm kind of a new old ham. it's a little bit interesting. A lot of folks have much newer call signs, but they already have their extra license and stuff like that. So it's an interesting mix.
I wouldn't worry about your education pace. I mean, that's a personal thing. And you learn and test and, you know, you get your license, and that's really the starting point. I compare it to the black belt in the martial arts. The black belt is actually when you are trained enough to actually really begin to learn deeply. So, getting the license isn't the end, it's the beginning. But yeah, if you come out to one of these events, there's all kinds of different radios that will show up, people set up, old ones, new ones, and you can operate under our call sign if you want to try them out and stuff. So, it's really fun, and you know, you definitely learn a lot. But if you want to give HF a try with someone there to guide you, definitely hit up one of our events.
Right on. I'll definitely keep it in mind and look on the website and listen out for when you guys are talking about them, for sure. My work schedule is kind of off from my wife's because we keep our son at home, so we work on opposite hours, and so sometimes it's hard for a lot of time, but I'm definitely interested, so I'll definitely keep my ear out for sure.
I get it. Having little ones and being pressed for time, put work into that factor, and but our next two events are already up on the webpage, the one Saturday and the one in May. And then we'll have the actual official summer field day in June. So if you want to check your calendar, and you know, is it second Saturday, May the 2nd, is the radio rally, and I think Summerfield Day is the last weekend in June.
WJ.
Awesome. Yeah, I when I first got my license, I had a Kenwood HT. I forget what the model number is. And I had that connected to a roof mount on my truck, magnet mount antenna. And then and that was a dual band radio. And that was the only radio I had when I first got my license. And then many years passed, and I was out of ham for a long time. And my dad helped me install a dual band ham in my car. And then I expanded my rig, and now I've got my VHF, UHF, and I've got a GMRS radio. And sometimes I've got a little Baofeng HT tri-band with me, but the car radios do a pretty good job. So I've been enjoying my mobile rig and trying to get back into ham, and been trying to talk to some folks and been reading up in the tech book. I think I'm more comfortable with the tech material now than I was when I first got licensed, so that's cool. I know the material a lot better now. And started looking at that general stuff, and my dad's got his general license. He's studying for his extra, and my mom is about to get her tech license, so she's pretty confident on her material, so that's pretty cool.
EW Mobile. That is fantastic, especially if you have study buddies that you can kick around with and, you know, trade materials. One of the biggest tools for me was the hamstudy.org app. It was like $4, so you could do it offline. So I'd load it on my tablet, and I would study when I was on airplanes commuting for work. And it was totally worth $4. I used Ham Study for general and extra. I highly, highly recommend it.
This is KG4ZGS, mobile but currently stationary. in my mobile rig, that is. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that ham study is the way to go. I've currently got the ARRL books for tech in general, and I've also been using hambook.org. They have material that you can read freely on their website, and then when I'm learning a new concept, I get on YouTube and watch a bunch of videos about it, and so I'm definitely getting a grasp on it. So, anyway, my dad said the extra license is kicking his butt.
I understand that. I was actually not going to get the extra license originally. And then I hit a contest weekend, and I saw the difference between the general band. But that's a real study of passion. I mean, it's a lot of material. Good material, but you really have to be interested in it, because it's a lot, and but it's absolutely doable. I've seen people do all three licenses in one testing session, and I did all mine one at a time. I can understand that. That extra is pretty extra.
WJ.
SWJ, this is KG4ZGS, and currently talking with KO4ZEW. Come on in into SWJ.
Talking about field day and stuff and the licenses and whatnot, and just currently I'm working my way towards picking to camp out for the night before the field day, so.
This is Ben, KO4ZEW. I'm packing my tent, and I don't know if you're camping tomorrow night. I'm going to check the weather, and I'll be camping tomorrow night if the weather holds out. So I don't know if you're doing just one night or two, but I'll see you down there tomorrow either way.
I think I'm just going to do tonight Tomorrow night, I got some other plans, probably after the net.
Yeah, that's no problem. I'm a little pushed for time this weekend myself. I got a bunch of stuff. I got too much stuff to do. But anyway, hopefully this is coming through. I'm on the Southern Connector, and I'm going through a valley right now.
Yeah, clear.
All right. Well, I'm planning to be there late morning Saturday and then stay the afternoon and the evening. So, yeah, we'll definitely get caught up. You and I probably got a lot to talk about. So that's gonna be really cool. You have a safe trip, and, yeah, it should be a really good night to sleep outside. So I'm giving pauses here to see if CGS wanted to come back.
I'm just listening to you. This is KG4ZGS here. My son just woke up and he's a little bit upset that he's not asleep anymore, so I'll probably let you guys go for now. But it's good to talk to you there, Ben, and I think the other fellow's name is Scott. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good day, and I'll say 73s. This is KG4ZGS.
EWKQ4LOLO.
Chris, thank you very much for the ride along. I got a couple minutes to go, but it made the journey a little
bit
better. What's up, Lou? Hello?
Man, it sounds like our Kachunker's trying to interfere with y'all's conversation.
Just work around any interference, because sometimes we get, you know, voltage spikes on the tower and stuff, so we'll work our way through it, but, how you doing tonight? You gonna come hang out at field day tomorrow?
I gotta work, so, but, I don't know if you noticed, about maybe 30 minutes ago or so, he just held his microphone down for, like, 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, around 10 after 12, just after noon today, something happened, and the repeater got locked up. It timed out after 3 minutes like it's supposed to, but I was worried I was going to have to dial in and reboot it, but no, it was cool. Worked our way through it.
That's this dude when he chimes in, when he does.
Yeah, I understand
stuff like that. You can tell this guy does not have a very high IQ level.
No. I gotta agree with you. Static comes from static. And that's about the... Yeah. Other than willful interference, if I may throw that out. But anyway, yeah, like I said, I just kind of work around the interference.
That, Roger that. I've been listening the whole time, and he has no idea just how I'm trying to think of the best word to use for him. It's hilarious, though, but at the same time, it's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, we've been having technical troubles on the repeater for a while now, and but we do have a Doppler crew, and so we can locate willful interference and, you know, jamming and problems like that. And working on some things on the repeater itself that may help out a little bit.
Yeah, what's really sad is he doesn't realize that he is being tracked at every juncture that he tries this stuff, and he tried to do it on that transmission just now. He doesn't realize that he is going to get caught, even if he's not at home, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we've got a lot of position reports, because he does a lot of mobile work. So we do have patterns that have emerged from that mobile work. So we're definitely closing in based on the patterns and the data points that we've collected and are continuing to collect. So the net is getting narrower, and it's just a matter of time now.
Especially with that, like, 2 minute holding down the button thing he did about half an hour ago, like I said, that's going to really help locate him.
Anytime, as long as we log it, which we're doing, it doesn't matter how long. Like I said, we're using Doppler on it, so we see this. Yeah, we're capturing pretty much everything, so we just flag the signals that are known interference, and that's how we're collecting the data. So it can be long, it can be short, it doesn't matter. And like I said, we've got a lot of patterns and regular routes and things like that. We don't have a QTH yet, but like I said, the net is getting closed and closer because of the data points. So we're definitely narrowing it down.
I'll be one of the first to celebrate when I hear, hey, he's been caught, because it is annoying. I think that's the point, but I'll definitely be even more glad when I find out he gets his prison time and his massive, massive, massive fine, too. That will really overjoy me.
Considering the number of recordings we have, the number of just the sheer volume, FCC is probably going to slap 6 or 7 digits on it.
This is going to lose absolutely everything. I have a little fun on.
The one guy out west, it was just reported, he had one incident of willful interference was $25,000. So as many as we have, tracked, recorded, logged, it's going to be a big fine, and can't pay the fine, you do the time.
I hate to be that guy. I would hate to be that guy. But sitting on this side of that aisle, I'm glad I'm not that guy, and I'm going to laugh when it happens. So that's why every time I hear it, I chime in, hey, I'm monitoring mobile. Hey, I'm letting you know I'm tracking you, dude. Chill out.
Yeah. And if you've got link I gave you, that's a working data point, no matter when or how long. So keep using it, because it's working.
I said, hey, I'm going to be going back to standby mode. It's good to talk to you there, though, Ben. KQ4LOO, you have a good evening. I've got to get prepared to get toward the house. I've got a leaking water pump, and I've got to try to make it until I get to the shop Tuesday.
I'm almost to the QTH, probably about 3 minutes away, so we'll go ahead and be clear on your final, KO4ZW.
4, Lima Oscar Oscar, be standing by, mobile and monitoring.
And 2, SWJ.
Got a quick question.
3 to you guys, and 2, SWJ.
You, Scott, good to hear your voice. KQ4LOO, standing by.
Sorry, I thought you said you had a question. 7-3, all right. Catch y'all under the log.
As I think I walked on you, fellas, this is KK4RZY. I've got a quick question.
EW, there's the question.
.org. Is that the one y'all were just recommending for the study for the extra?
I recommend it to study for any of the licensing exams, and they also happen to sell the best HD AT&T antenna out there, the signal stick. So, but yeah, the hamstudy.org, the app is like $4. You can use it for free, but if you buy the paid version, you can use it offline. 100% recommend it.
I'm using a signal stick on an HT right now. I'm familiar with the site. I just wanted to make sure that was hamstudy.org, not some other thing in the multitude of books there are. I think I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Awesome. And I paired that with the ARRL manuals, and I bought the physical spiral-bound manuals because I could set them on the table and they'd stay open. And then I could study, and then I've got the reference material. And the spiral bound was better than the regular paperback as a study guide. So those are worth the money, and ham study is definitely worth the money.
Well, so you would recommend the spiral bound manual and ham study, and that would be about it to go for extra?
Those are the two tools that I used. So everybody's different, but that got me through all three licenses.
I just wanted to be sure about that ham study. Thank you very, very much for your time and your comeback. KK4RZY.
This is EW at the CPA, so I'll be clear. Y'all have a great weekend and hope to catch some people tomorrow.
EJ, I'll just chime in that. I'll second Ben's recommendation there. Same for me. Got me through all three licenses as well. Into SWJ, clear.
SWJ, I appreciate that. I'd much rather go with people's recommendations than what I read on the internet. Thank you.
Just so you know, I think the best part about it is that hamstudy.org is that it gives you the actual test, not the same exact test every time, but the same questions that are on the test. And every time you do it, it gives you a better opportunity to pass the test. So I love that part about it.
So it gives you a different set of questions out of the pool each time?
Every question that's going to be on that test, they get mixed up each time you take the test. But it's a great tool as far as getting your license.
Yeah, I originally had not planned on getting the extra, but now things have changed in life. I've got a little more time, and I think maybe I'll do that now and set up get something in HF. Thank you. KK4RZY.
Sir, KQ4, LOO. Standby mobile monitoring.